Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, how can you hear me? Yeah, no, you're not allowed to
Okay.
talk. Okay, hang on. My son is calling. What, dude, why are you calling? Okay, hang up. Okay, I'm recording a podcast and you are really, it's off to a bad start. Hi, Deb.
Hi.
This is the start of our podcast.
All
The
right, and we
pilot series. Pilot of the
yes.
series. We don't
Yep,
have a
and we
name
don't
yet
even
because you're
we don't
supposed to. Yeah, you have to come up with one more.
Yes, I
So
know.
we came up, we had a agreement because we can't figure out a name. So I was going to come up with three names, then she's going to come up with three names, and we're going to have a few people vote on the names to come up with the name of our podcast.
Yeah.
So by next time, next podcast, we'll have a name. Sound good?
Okay. That sounds good.
So what, here, I'll start off today.
Sure.
Like, you know how we're always kind of trying to figure out better ways to send emails to people because, like, nobody reads emails, especially when they're long.
Yeah.
So, I had three things that I had to relay to somebody today. And rather than sending it in a really long email, I decided to send three emails. They're like kind of different subjects. And
Yeah.
hopefully, that makes it easier for them to actually separate the topics. And
Yeah.
because I don't know how to, like, I'm still trying to figure out how the heck to send emails that, like, you can actually get responses on.
Right. Well, it's funny you say that because today I came across something on Facebook and someone had screenshot it, and it was an email from one of the banks in town. And people got on there like, "Oh, that must be a scam, must be a scam." And then someone chimed in, "Oh, I work at First Interstate Bank. This is totally legit." It was kind of like a, I don't know, like a weird secret shopper kind of something or other. But I looked at it briefly, and so I was like, okay. They didn't use any graphics. They didn't use any of their branding. I've been at that bank for 18 years, but I even would have thought that was a scam because it was just this big, long, black and white email. And I was like, that looks so fraudulent. But it just goes to show that if, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like even sending an email that's not branded correctly can be taken the wrong, you know, can be taken the wrong way. So kind of the same, but not. But just thinking about, like, I do the same thing when I send things to print. I separate all the jobs into different emails. I feel like if you put like everything into one, the attention span just doesn't
Yeah, totally. Because I
just
mean,
doesn't
like,
follow through.
I'll send a super long email that has a bunch of very important, like, I say long, but it's important things. It's usually like communication between a client or something. And when I send that, I'll get like, yeah, okay. But I'm like, I asked like four questions. You didn't
Yeah,
answer
I
anything.
know.
Yeah, okay. What does that even
Yeah.
mean? So.
I think either separating paragraphs with topics, I think that helps a lot.
Or like,
Sometimes, yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I kind of think of it like, all right, they're gonna more than likely read this off of their phone. So what is the easiest way to read it? And then
For
also
sure.
like separating it. 'Cause like I started with those emails, I would start like writing maybe two sentences and then skip two lines. So it's just, it doesn't seem like a really long paragraph.
Yeah.
It's like just much easier to read Or even like I think I've told you before, but I'll break them into almost look like an outline.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous that we have to break things down. And the people that I'm sending these emails to are usually the ones that complain about millennials. That's what's funny.
I think people forget that you can use like some of the tools for the fonts for your as your friend. Like if I really want to, I don't know, have something super detailed and structured. You know how you can like put a highlight in the background of the text,
or so you can
like a highlighter.
Yeah, or you can bold it and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I use that more often than not because it just helps.
I do too. I've been doing that too.
Shit out of stuff. Oh, can I say that?
Yeah. I don't see why not. It's our podcast.
Okay. I was like, wait.
Yeah, I don't know. Sure. I mean, they say shit on TV. So I think okay. It's good. And there's not like, yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
But yeah, communication is just so funny that like how many emails, I don't know. There's certain clients that like when they send me a long email, it's appreciated because like there's communication and usually those clients, like we don't have any other issues because we've both very clearly communicated. Sometimes it takes longer to reply or get a reply, but when it's like a very thought out and well written reply, it's just so much easier. You're like, shit, yeah, like I understand everything was communicated, they received everything, and you just get so much more accomplished. Otherwise, like then I have those clients that it's you just say few words and then fucking everything goes bad.
Yeah.
And then they wonder
no, I
why.
Agree, exactly.
But right now it's 5:03. I'm curious to know from testing out that Facebook Premiere thing. Are you familiar with that?
No. Is that the one though that you have to be a creator to
I don't know. All I know is we're doing it from the Movers and Shakers thing. And so what it does is it's like showing the video live. So anybody watching it, it appears like it's – so the actual episode appears like it's a live episode. But then
cool. –
and so like right now it's being premiered. I'm going to walk into the house and see if you're near a computer, you should – pull it up and see what you can see, because this is the first time I've ever done it. And
if I'm near a computer, that's funny.
I know.
That thing's attached to my hip.
So go to the like Movers and Shakers Facebook page and see if it is showing or what it looks like, because like I said, we're testing this out for the first time. And this might be a really cool way to start releasing videos.
Right.
So another cool thing to mention is I am using these Apple AirPods right now to record this. So I'm curious on how this sounds. Because I ordered this mic that hooks into the lightning cable. And it was $50. The one that I had told you I was going to order.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was a waste of $50. Luckily, I can send it back. I hope.
Yeah, I went to go get another charger so I don't have to keep taking it back and forth from my office to home. And I called and they're $80. And I was just like,
for the laptop?
Yeah, just for the charger. And then now that everything is, everything switching to USB-C now, I've had to pay more than $200 for
a bunch of dongles,
adapters. Oh yeah, like adapters and
yeah. So it is. Are you on? Sorry to cut you off. It is
no,
playing. I see it.
Cool.
Did you see it?
Should it just be in my newsfeed?
Yeah. I'm going to share it right now. This is interesting. Because, yeah, it's like, I didn't even tell Harrison that we were doing this. She's the one that I had to send three emails to today.
Oh, funny. And yeah.
And one of them, I didn't want to send a fourth email saying, hey, we're also doing the movers and shakers, because it was literally like four different things that I was emailing her on. And yeah, so I'm going to share this from Bliss too.
And it's funny too, because if it looks like a live video, there's snow in this video.
I know, right?
So if anyone at any point thought this would be live, I can only imagine that if they caught on to it, just being like, wait, did it snow?
But it totally kind of looks live, right? Well, I mean, like the way that it says premiere in
yes,
the corner.
Yes, because in the corner, it's showing the eyeballs, how many people are watching. And that's usually what a live video has. So, yeah, it looks live. You've got two people. Is that me and you?
Probably.
Okay, that's funny.
I wonder if I should share it to, like, the Montana groups.
I'm sure. Although, unless people get mad that it's, like, promotion. I don't know if you're allowed to promote business.
But it's not like, but see, it's not okay, because I've thought about that, but I don't think it's as big of a deal, because like, this is entertainment. It's not like it's a commercial.
I think it was shared from Movers and Shakers, then it, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't look like,
yeah, I was going to share.
You could be like, hey, you could even just, well, yeah.
Well, and I shared the pickle barrel one to like Montanica. And the thing is it's like, that is Montana stuff. We're not like promoting a business. We're promoting our series of entertainment things. That's just like, hey, this cool new TV series is happening and it's based right in Montana. Nobody would be upset about that.
No, totally.
So I feel,
but in a funny way though, it's almost like self-promoting Movers and Shakers.
Oh, it totally is, but
it's still, yeah. But yeah, that looks good. It just ended.
I know.
Now
it's saved, I believe. So basically what I think the purpose of it is to get people excited. Like, hey, the premiere is happening this time. The premiere is happening at this time. You know, and so that's why what we need to do with these movers and shakers is premiere them, because I mean, we need to have a set date on when they release and when people can expect them. So like the interview portion, next week we'll release the interview on Wednesday. I think we should do movers and shakers stuff every Wednesday. That's my
release or record. Oh, you're talking about Movers and Shakers. Sorry, I was being myself confused for a second.
With this podcast?
Yes, sorry. Dude, my head's fried.
Yeah, but again, I think we should pull the audio from the Movers and Shakers interviews and upload them as a podcast.
Yeah.
But, so Movers and Shakers, I think we should release them every month or every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, I mean, if we can just be consistent on when we are going to release it, then we just do the premiere. And then it's like, we can actually see how many people watch it as it's happening. And we can also measure the growth. If more people start watching it as it's happening, then we can see that people are actually starting to rely on this. Yeah, to rely on it to be released then. I mean, of course, not everybody's going to be able to make the time in their schedule, but we want to at least be able to measure and see that growth, because we're putting energy into it, and I don't want to do something that goes nowhere.
Yeah, I had to talk with a client today because they're really invested in, like, kind of knowing how it works, but still not like micromanaging, you know? And, you know, I had to say like, okay, well, they were asking about boosting like a post, you know, or sponsoring an ad on Facebook and Instagram and, you know, like saying, oh, and I want to make sure that all the people we reach is like a return on investment. And I was like, oh, because you were talking about growth and it just made me realize that like how hard it is. Like, even though it's very clear that this is the way digital marketing's going, it's still really hard to test the ROI, like your return on investment.
But the thing is it's, I mean, there is no way to really measure return on investment. Even back when TV and all, like, it's kind of been a pattern. Like, as soon as radio came out, what's the first thing that happened is they started advertising in radio and everybody wanted to know what the return on investment is. And it's like, it's the same. It's the same thing is you advertise to people and you consistently get in front of them, you will see a return on investment. It doesn't matter what it is. It's the platform that has the attention. And right now, we all know that Facebook has attention, that Instagram has attention. So how do you need to like know any more than that, other than the fact that this is going to bring you a return on investment because this is where attention is? That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I mean,
but I just had to be honest. I was like, I can't do that. Like, no one's going to be able to do that for you. If I boost this for $50 just to get a little extra push, I can't guarantee that those people are going to, you know, buy something.
Especially right now. Like, who knows if they're going to come in right now, or it might be like, that's why you do it consistently. That's why that everybody preaches that you constantly make new content, because of the fact that they might not be in that market at that point, but you have to always be in their mind so that when they are ready, they're thinking of you. Because the people only go to A, who they're familiar with. They only buy with who they're familiar with and comfortable with. And if they're constantly seeing you, then they become comfortable with you. And then,
right. And yeah,
go ahead. So, no, it's okay.
No. So I just like, sometimes I talk to, you know, the clients about stuff and they kind of just, the lingo or even the simplest lingo to us is just kind of over their head.
Totally.
So I gave them a really silly analogy and it was, think of the people that like your Facebook and follow it. Think of them as your direct mailing list. So you send out a post. Well, they're all going to get it in their mailbox. Whether they hold on to it or throw it off or throw it out, you don't know. But you still know that it's reaching the people that are on your mailing list. And I said, so if you boost it or sponsor, you got to think of that like as a billboard. Because now you're putting it in a location that you feel is, you know, oh, I'm going to do the billboard on the highway. Like, you know, I feel like that's where the highest traffic will. And then, and that's why I told him like that whole return on investment. Well, a billboard is better than a direct mailer because you might still get the people that drive by that get the mailer, but you also get new people. And so that was just kind of my analogy, just to like.
And I don't think it's a cheesy analogy at all. I mean, it's the truth. Okay. Like, I mean, that's the thing is right now, I mean, and it's kind of scary to think of it, but like even while driving, most people aren't paying attention to the road anymore. And so like literally, where do you want to market to? Like where people have attention? Because like you said, if you just put a billboard up there, how do you measure that ROI? You can do it by saying like, mention this code, but nobody's going to remember that. So like you really are not going to be able to measure it, but you can measure numbers in some sort of way. You can measure growth if people start to care, and people will start to care if you give them something. Like that's why we're doing these movers and shakers, because it is strictly entertainment. Like nobody's saying go buy at Pickle Barrel. There is not once did we say go buy a Pickle Barrel or shop with Aspire. We literally just did a documentary basically around these businesses, meaning that nobody is being sold anything. But I can promise you that anybody that watches the Pickle Barrel thing, they might get hungry. And if that looks delicious to them, they might actually call Pickle Barrel. Or if you're in the market for, you know, if like in the interview, Arison says something that you connect with, she's going to be in your mind when you're ready to pick a house. And that's what people don't understand, or they want these like measurable tools when it's very obvious. And maybe it's not obvious to everybody. Maybe that's my issue, is I think it's obvious.
Oh, you assume the best of people. It's so nice of you.
But yeah, I mean, that's like, I had somebody send me a that was supposed to be doing sales for me, and he sent me an email, and he's like, I thought he understood what how important sales was, and he sent me an email wanting to know like 10 key points on why my business brings value. And it was like, I mean, I should have emailed him back. I've been busy. But at the same time, I feel like it's pretty obvious. Like, you could just literally Google, why is video marketing important? And a million, like, articles will show up. But the biggest thing is just, like, looking at what is it that catches your eye? That's the biggest thing that I don't think people realize. When I was on the board for Gallatin Art Crossing, we were looking for more board members, and I suggested, why don't we post it on Facebook? And the first thing that they came back with was like, well, is anybody on Facebook that we would want? And the first thing I said is like, who all has Facebooks? Every single one of them had a Facebook. And I said, so you don't think that it is wise to put something reaching a potential board member on Facebook, because we might not reach the people we want, but yet every one of us at this table has a Facebook? Like, how is that even? That to me just seems so naive.
Yeah, it's very backwards thinking for some reason. I don't know if people, when people think like that, it's just because they don't believe in the platform.
Or maybe because I think they think it's entertainment. But the problem is we are all so addicted to entertainment that it now became a business tool.
That's why you can go to a Facebook meme page and there's 18,000 people following it.
Oh, this is a little bit of a change in topic, but still similar. Talking about ridiculous accounts.
Right.
When you sent me
Trek.
Yes. So there is an account out there. This is talking directly to the listeners. There is an account out there, an Instagram account called One Shrek Photo. I believe that's what it's called. And this person has 20 something thousand followers. I think it's like 32,000. And they get a ton of engagement, and they have like 200 posts of the exact same photo of Shrek. And all they do is change the description a little bit to like, what are you guys thinking about today? What is your favorite, ice cream or pizza? Like, literally 200 plus posts of this nonsense. And
tons of engagement.
More engagement than any business I've ever done work with in a local market.
Same here. I tried explaining that to my dad. because we were driving. We had a couple hour drive. So I was trying to tell him about his marketing and stuff. And I mentioned the Shrek Instagram. And I was like, because my mom was like, who has time to do this? And I was like, exactly. I don't know. But they're out there, and it's almost like they make a living out of commenting on Facebook. But yeah, I mean, he put like pizza or hot wings tonight, and 300 comments. Right? So weird. And there was something else today that I was looking at the comments, and someone actually wrote one of those like this or that for dinner. And it was completely, like, off subject of the article. But he put that in the comments. And more people responded to that than the other people commenting about the actual article that was posted. I was like, what is with people and food? And they just have to feel like it's so weird.
So, but I think, like, the point that I got from it when you sent it to me was that people are overthinking it. I mean, honestly, there is an audience for everybody and everything out there. When there's that, did you ever go watch the documentary I told you to check out called Follow This?
No.
Check it out. Follow this. Because okay. You will, I promise you, you will like it. This is the type of stuff you like. But it's on Netflix. Anybody that wants to watch it, Follow This. And the very first one, they talk about this thing, I think it's called IMDR, where they make people, it's a YouTube phenomenon where people make noise into a microphone and people listen to it and get like massive amounts of pleasure out of it. It's supposedly like
the internet whisper.
Yeah, something like that. So like they supposedly, they claim it activates a certain part of your brain that, I don't know, watch the documentary. I'm butchering it.
Okay.
But basically, though, it just tells you there is literally an audience for everything. And that's, I think, like, if you listen to Gary Vee, 90% of what he says is just do it, do it, do it, because, like, everybody will attract an audience. Some people might reach way more than other people, but, like, the people who are consistent and do it will reach an audience. And businesses need to understand that. That, like, you don't need to try to amass millions of followers. You need to just stick to your niche group of people and do it very authentically. You don't have to be politically correct all the time. You just have to speak to your niche, whatever the word is. And, like, that's going to bring you more business than you could imagine.
Yeah. Oops. Sorry, I started playing it.
I hear some whispering in the background.
My bad.
Yeah, it's kind of weird and awkward a little bit.
Yeah, because they have that. I don't know who did it first, but Snapchat has been having certain, like, I don't know, B-list celebrities whispering into the mic. And then what? they'll do things like like, make sure that there's stuff in front of them, like Cheetos and wrappers and things to open, and they, like, make sure that you can hear it in the mic, and it's so weird. It makes me wonder, like, I don't know, how people come up with this, for one, and two, are there really people out there that just really enjoy that? To have an audience? Yeah, but yeah.
How many views on that video you just about started, that you actually did start, how many views it was a YouTube video, right?
Oh,
the one you just played a second ago, the person whispering,
that was on Netflix.
Oh, you started playing the Netflix.
Followed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought you googled IMDR.
Oh,
I mean, I'll do it here. Let's see. It's called IMDR, right? EMDR. I've been saying that wrong.
ASMR.
God, I butchered it really bad.
Okay.
ASMR?
Yeah, I don't know what it stands for.
Me neither. 20. Gentle whispering. I'll do the rest of this podcast.
Oh,
that's a whisper.
No, I don't know why it bothers me, because I'm just like
730,000 views. This chick, Gentle Whispering ASMR, has 1.4 million subscribers.
So all she has to do is whisper into a damn microphone, and she's set for life.
Tesla ASMR experience, 1.6 million views.
So basically, it's just becoming a fad.
Today, let's test this Tesla Model X for all the triggers and tingles we can take.
But they're doing it while whispering?
I don't know. I'm about to find out. This video is not sponsored. The vehicle was rented specifically to make a cool ASMR video. I mean, all I hear, oh my God, and she starts off the video by whispering, hello.
That, I feel like it would be hard to whisper for that long. I don't know why.
I know, I feel so uncomfortable.
Maybe that's why I don't like watching it. It feels uncomfortable. It feels like some point you want to just talk normal.
Yeah, like here, I'm sending you the exact same video I'm watching and just listen to it start. It's just super.
So what is that one thing, Mindy? It's because it's super polar opposite. It's very contrasting. So it's almost like if all the world is loving the color red and you come out and wear yellow, then all of a sudden you are the chosen one and now they all want to wear yellow, and you know what I mean? Like,
so maybe I need to do a whole vlog in ASMR style. Now you're just
following the trail.
But this is she's not a vlogger.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I guess you'd call it a vlog. Oh my God. See, this feels so uncomfortable, but this Tesla's cool. I don't understand what's going on.
I can't even. Okay, I can't do that.
Right, now go to 9 minutes and 22 seconds. Like, she's like rubbing the grill and like, and then she takes her nails and like,
yeah, she's stroking it. That's weird. What? Okay, she just like tickled the Tesla emblem. That was super awkward.
I know, but watch what she does to the headlight.
And she tickles the headlight too. Is this supposed to be sexual? Because
I don't know. Watch, follow this though, because like, I think this is the same girl that she goes and talks to. But Ironica. It's just,
yeah. This.
So I.
We keep talking at the same time. Go ahead.
I'm just speechless. It's like super weird. But apparently, when you watch it, it's like the people that watch it, they claim that it like has a very therapeutic thing that happens for them, basically because because it's so like soft and calming, and then the noises supposedly are supposed to, I don't know, turn you on. I'm not sure. So it's just really,
the comments are really funny. and I don't know if they're trying to be funny on purpose, but for me they're funny. Like someone said, can you do this exact same video but for some really shitty looking 2004 Toyota? And then someone else,
we know what Elon's falling asleep to tonight.
if you ever think humans are bad, I'll have you know a complete stranger rented a Tesla just for your tingles.
Oh my God, with this coat, it really looks like you came from the future to bring us the ultimate ASMR. it's just like crazy. I mean, she just started whispering, or I don't even know how, like, how do you start this? Who started it? That's a better question.
Someone.
But there's literally like related channels. Gibba ASMR, Latte ASMR. What kind of names are these?
It would be interesting. I almost wonder if it derived from some sort of like talk radio or something, because there's a lot of weird radio stations out there. I mean, we don't get but three channels here, but I think out in the universe there's probably some, you know, like late night radio hosts that just whispers you, so, you know, as to not.
This chick, it doesn't tell me how many videos she's done, but I mean, I'm still scrolling. There's like an insane amount of content here from 7 years ago. So the first one was whispering in English and Russian and flipping through 280,000 views. I'm totally going to do a vlog and just put ASMR in the in the title and just do the whole thing whispering. Hey guys. I'm gonna have a hard time not laughing.
That's what I said. I would have a hard time being like on like that's the thing. Most of these I don't understand. Is it supposed to be comical? Because to me it's kind of half annoying.
I want
to
laugh.
Comical.
Yeah, I would just be laughing at the whole thing.
But the videos they're making themselves appear that they're legitimately like invested in what they're doing, not from a funny like perspective. But
so look, like this video, she is pretending to be a banker to where like this is like role playing. She is literally she's like, "Hi, I'm Maria. I'm here to help you open up a bank. I will be helping." Like
that's so weird.
So it's like role playing. I am sorry to anybody listening to this. This like whole thing took a massive turn. Yeah. all right. Well, the point of all of that is there is literally an audience for any and everything. Yeah. So just do it. And the longer you spend time like thinking about, oh, should I do this? Should I do that? Just fucking do it. Just do it. Because there are people on the internet making a shitload of money and a lot of attention whispering. Let that sink in.
Great.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was strange. I feel very uncomfortable. Like.
Yeah. And I don't see any men doing it, which is another thing.
Which is why I need to do a vlog.
Right, so that's where like the sexualizing
and she is. She's kind of attractive. I mean, I'm not gonna say kind of. She is an attractive woman.
Yeah,
which is probably helping. And it's I wonder what how
but
many.
But she's not dressed like she's trying to get attention at all.
She's not scandalous by any means, but she is attractive, and then like. I would say it definitely feels like a seductive.
Yeah, the way persona. She was touching that car, no one touches a car like that except for my neighbor, which is a whole nother story.
Yeah, totally.
I have some weird neighbors that will
hand to this podcast.
They'll hand scrub every inch of their cars. They always are taking off the tires and putting them back on. I don't know what that's about. The other day they took out their window. I don't know what they do, but homeboy was out there like minutely scrubbing his taillight. I was like, power to you, buddy. Like in Montana, it's gonna, you know,
yeah,
one rain cloud in 5 minutes and all that hard work is down the drain.
Neighbors.
Yeah.
My neighbors are far from me. I have good neighbors, though. I would say they're good. See, it's weird. Like, when I lived in town in, like, the small, tight community where there's, like, way more neighbors, was not close to any of them. I didn't know any of my neighbors, but now I know so many neighbors here, and we live very far away from each other. And when I say very far away from each other, it's like a mile.
Yeah. The distance makes the heart grow fonder, they say.
I guess so, yeah.
Because I don't hang out with our upstairs neighbors. We showed up to their wedding. We don't hang out with them. We just did that to be nice. But,
I hope all your neighbors hear this podcast.
I don't think they will. I hope it blows up. Is anybody going to be listening to this? Because, I mean, I don't know. It's like, who wants to hear
they will. Because... Do you think that girl was like, Who wants to hear me whisper?
Well, maybe she's batshit crazy and thinks that tons of people would, but then she's batshit crazy and correct.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you just do it and we'll find out who does it. I think that you'll be... So, today, or just a couple days ago, I posted a vlog and somebody was like, when are you going to post another podcast episode? And I was just like, whoa, I didn't know anybody listened to it. He was waiting.
That's really right? Cool. Yeah.
So, and we only did one.
Well, I, in the back of my head, I've always thought, like, put me on a reality show. I swear I could entertain people. But at the end of the day, like, this isn't visual. I don't know how my voice sounds to other people. I only know how it sounds in my head. So, you know, you get people that are on the radio that sound really good, and then some others that, or just podcasts. You know, a lot of times I pick a podcast because of the voice. So you never know. But I did always think in the back of my head, like, I say so much funny, witty shit, but it's never caught, and I can't repeat it because you can't repeat your, you know, your jokes in the moment.
Well, I mean, that's why we why we decided to do this, was because like we would have very interesting conversations, and I mean, like, they're very insightful and some funny, and I mean, I think if we keep doing these on a consistent basis, because that's what it takes, it doesn't matter what, I mean, the content matters a little bit, but consistency matters more than anything. And so as long as we just stay consistent, I guarantee you we're going to start getting subscribers and people that are interested in it.
Yeah. And it's probably healthy for me too, because a couple weekends ago, well, because so I work alone, right? So I get very, like, antisocial in that way, where there's, you know, there's communication digitally, but that's,
different. So I get it.
So it gets kind of isolating. It gets kind of isolating. Well, I had my dance performance a couple weeks ago, and we were the third. I was in the third dance of the show. The show is 2.5 hours, so 2 hours of waiting behind the stage, and it gets super boring. And there was really bad Wi-Fi, so you're forced to talk to everybody. And I started talking. Okay, this just proves how much I need to, like, how much you need to be social sometimes, because I started talking to these dancer girls about Elon Musk and that inner podcast.
The Joe Rogan?
Yeah. I start going off about, like, this, like, how intellectual it was and mind blowing. And I, you know, and I just, like, realized I started getting, like, way in depth with this conversation. And, you know, all the other people over there are talking about, you know, what food they're gonna go grab afterwards, and, you know, what happened on.
That's why I enjoy our conversation.
And I just, okay, so then they're like, hey girls, we gotta go, you know, go down and do the final bow. And I just, like, stopped, and I realized, I was like, oh my gosh, I just talked to them for an hour about, like, all this random shit. I wonder if they think I'm crazy, or if it went over their head, or if they're just like, how did Debbie get to this conversation? Because I was, you know, talking about virtual reality, and, you know, one of these days they're saying we're not going to even know the difference between reality and virtual reality. And
which is super true. People think I'm crazy when they talk about it.
Yeah. And I was like, right at that point, I was like, what if? And they're like, okay, dancers. And I'm like, oh, it was just like, you know, I was like in a zone, and I was like, oh shit, I've been really talking for like an hour about just like deep stuff. And I was embarrassed. And that's where I was like, okay, if I talk about that again on a podcast or something, maybe it'll feel more okay than to some.
Well, it's funny, because I was thinking about that same sort of thing today. Because, like, I'm on the board of Creasy's school, and we're talking about a lot of this stuff. And there's, like, another parent that is very old school. And, I mean, and, like, when I say old school, I mean, like, very old school. I don't know how else to say it.
Right.
But, like, the thing is I don't think any of these people really understand how real, all that stuff that you just said about, like, wearing contact lenses that will be augmented reality, and everything you see is just, like, augmented reality. We're not even going to be living in the same freaking worlds. And people think that's crazy, but it's so close. They don't even understand how real that is.
Yeah. Well, and like Elon was talking about, it's all happening right now behind closed doors. By the time it's to the point where it gets released to the world for the public, to us, it's going to come out of nowhere. But that's, I almost want to be a billionaire just so I can sneak into all the top secret shit and see what's happening.
Have I told you my biggest goal in life? Like, well, not in life, but like one of my biggest goals. Have I told you this? I'm not going to say I want to. I'm going to be the president of the United States one day.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's
and the reasoning behind it, though, is because of that. Like, I want to know everything. I mean, I have like a fascination with just knowing and learning. And so, and just like you said, anything that is open to the public is like 20 years behind what's actually happening. So yeah. Anything the public knows, it's been in the works for years.
I would be like, okay, I'm paying someone off to let me know if the Illuminati's real. Okay, I'm paying somebody off to deport Trump. I'm paying somebody off to, did Beyonce have a surrogate? No, I'm just kidding. No, but I would love to it's just stupid stuff I read online.
Know the real stupid. You want to know the real stuff.
I want to know what's happening. Yeah. And so when
is the earth flat?
Right. I'm so curious by nature. And the older I get, you know, you're not worried about the things you were worried about in your teenage younger years, you know. You have to worry about like adult things, future things, and
I don't give a shit what I'm eating later. I want to know, like, are there aliens?
Right, right. I've actually always been a little bit like that, but yeah. I just want to know. So I'm just curious, and I want to know the truth. Because sometimes I get really pissed off that I'm in this bubble that I didn't ask to be in, as far as, like, what society deems lawful, unlawful, appropriate, you know.
And just all the rules. Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Yeah. Like, so there's a guy that just ran into the flippin' Old Faithful, and technically you from doing that, except for morals and them asking you not to, right?
Right.
So here's a guy that said, screw it, I can go wherever I want, and then, you know, obviously gets arrested.
Because, like, 200 years ago, there was no laws about that, and it was
So sometimes I'm like, well, duh, he shouldn't have done that. But you also have to realize, like, you know, it's kind of his choice. Like, everyone has a choice. And it's just that the majority usually chooses to do what's deemed as good, you know, and morally.
Well, and what's funny, like, and I've said this a lot of times to different people, when I get in this type of conversation, but like a few years ago, I wouldn't say a few, but like we used to burn witches because that was normal. And if you were a witch, if you were deemed a witch, you were bad. And then if you weren't into burning and killing witches, you were also deemed bad. That was the normal. Also, like Spartans or Vikings. Okay, right now, Viking culture is, like, glorified, right? We have Game of Thrones, which just is a lot about Vikings. Like, everybody wants to be a Viking. It's so cool. Vikings were fucked up, horrible people. They pillaged and raped people. Like, they were the ISIS of that era. And yet, we celebrate them right now.
Yeah.
What?
That's why things are so twisted, because it's like if it's on a movie or TV, then it's acceptable and you can accept, like, violence, killing people, shooting people. We all go watch that day in and day out on shows, TV, video games. It's everywhere. But you do it in real life, Yeah, which, by the way, is causing a bunch of divorces. There's already a statistic out. Yep, there's already a statistic out of there's that many people getting divorced over it.
Well, that's funny because somebody, like a parent of another kid that's friends with Creasy, he was over here the other day. They were dropping Creasy off, and he was like, "It's like a gateway drug." And I was like, "No, dude, it is the drug. Oh. Like, it is no gateway. It is the drug. Sure. They are 100% addicted to this shit." Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I played the hell out of Mario when I was younger.
Yeah,
so.
Mario and Fortnite are a lot different.
Well, I know, but as far as just the video game aspect, but yeah, I really don't know a lot about it, to be honest.
I mean, it's like a loosely, it's like a softer version of Call of Duty. I mean, you're still killing people. You're still, okay. Like, go find guns and kill each other. I mean, the biggest thing is there are some pluses, like it. When you work, or you can get to be a squad, you have to like work together to take over, and that helps build like a team camaraderie. But for the most part, like, it is desensitizing people to violence, which is what all things do. Just like you watch these kids love Marvel movies, and they're super violent, action-packed filled movies, and they're desensitized to violence. Like, killing people is okay. And it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. And that brings me back to what Elon was saying with Joe in that podcast was that no one wants to watch. Well, I do, but I'm weird. No one wants to watch the actual movie process because you'll be staring at an actor screaming in front of a green screen.
Right.
And you want to see the augmented reality, which is the movie. And that's where he was trying to say, like, it's been a while since I watched it, but it just reminded me of that kind of full circle is that we like to go watch the augmented reality, which is the movie, but we don't want to sit there and watch, you know, cut, do it again, you know?
Yeah, I just knew how much went into, like, none of that is, yeah.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by that for different reasons, just because it's the great creation of something, and I think that's cool, but. But, you know, most people wouldn't go watch a movie about that, about the behind the scenes. But, you know, you want to go see, you know, all the augmented stuff. And that's what Elon was trying to say is, like, we're already doing that on a smaller scale where we already like to be a part of something that's, you know, not this reality.
Right.
But there's that place in the mall here that always has people in it. It's the virtual reality place.
Wow.
And it's kind of funny because you just sit there watching people like wave their hands about in the air.
I didn't even know that was in the mall.
Yeah, unless you see their screen, you know, they just look like they're getting attacked by a bee.
But like, think about that. Like, people are literally, what's that Ready Player One movie? Like, people are literally going to be.
I love that movie.
But that shit's going to happen. They're going to be sitting in their homes in freaking Avatar, and then they're going to be wearing these suits that have little vibrations in different places, and like, that shit's going to happen. There's no doubt in my mind that's going to happen. Like, none. I mean, look at freaking the internet and how, like, people like to be anonymous and they spend more time on the internet than actually going out and meeting people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Like, what is happening on social media and then blended with video games and, like, all of it is going to blend and we're going to have a completely digital world where people can just escape their entire lives to create new lives. I mean, even, like, right now on a physical level, like, people are, you know, like, able to I don't know what the surgeries are called when you change your gender. But like, people can, and then people are changing their skin colors. Imagine when that is easier and you can do it in a digital world and it's available to more people. Like, people will become whoever they want to become.
Yeah.
They will. And I find it kind of sad because I wish people would be able to accept more of, like, what they're just born with.
Sure.
And like, I don't begin to even understand, like, what somebody who identifies with a different gender or any of that, like, I don't understand it. to judge or anything like that. I just think that even in people who claim to be normal, like self-doubt and like people are tearing themselves apart and trying, I don't know. I just don't feel like so many people are unhappy with what they're given and what they have.
They're really lost. And yeah. I'm just worried that it's just going to turn into a shit show that you're, you know, what if it gets to the point where you don't even know if that person's a robot?
Well, it will. I mean, I'm sure it will, but at the same time, like, again, it's going to get normal, and just like witches were cool to burn at one point, like what we're talking about is not really going to fucking matter because it'll be the norm. It's weird to us.
It makes me really, really curious to see what my daughter will experience in her lifetime. And it also makes me wonder if I will be out of touch at some, because
I'm sure we will.
I have the personality that I don't like to be out of touch. I like to be, again, I like to be in the know.
I think that, but that's like a growth mindset. That's like a mindset where you want to learn. You want to like, you have to be willing to accept that things are changing, and you either change with it or you can fight against it. And anybody, just like Joe Rogan said in that podcast with Elon Musk, he said, the people who are going to be the problem are the ones who can't accept the change.
Yeah.
And that's 100% true. I mean, it's what it is, the problem right now. Like, people complain about their business, and then we have arguments on why they should have Facebook. Because you can't accept the change. You can't accept that there's billions of freaking people that are on these platforms.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to really have that argument? It's like...
because I feel bad because, like, technology's gotten to the point where if you're an elderly person right now who just never, you know, almost never had the opportunity to learn it, and you go and try and survive in the world right now, it'd be really hard for them. And I just don't want that to happen to me, to be like, oh, I don't know how to, you know, time travel. Please teach me. But I also feel like we've far surpassed, like, the flying car kind of, you know, everyone talking about, oh, the future is flying cars. But I almost feel like we've far surpassed that. We don't have flying cars.
People are going to be leaving their homes.
Yeah.
I think that's what's happening. Like, look at now. Like, why do I need to go anywhere? I'm just going to Amazon Prime everything.
Yeah. you don't need flying cars when technology is at your beck and call.
Yeah, it's coming to me. I mean, just like saying with that Ready Player One, there's going to be these suits where they have these vibration things, and people are going to be having virtual sex, and nobody's ever going to need to go anywhere.
And
it's crazy.
Every week, I swear, a new restaurant starts to deliver, or now there's the grocery store delivery services. So,
right,
it's just like, yeah, I mean, people are going to start becoming way more introverted. And that's where I'm just like, I'm so curious to see how the future will be, but at the same time, like, I don't want to get old, so I don't want to be there yet.
Right.
I'm not that curious. I don't want to fast forward quite yet.
I don't know if these guys can hear that train in the background.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be in the podcast. I had to record, this lady and for an audio series that she is putting out, which is also pretty strange. I've told you about it. But I was editing it today, and in the gaps, I can hear the train, and I'd have to pause the audio. I'm like, I don't know if it's the actual train or the train in the recording. Like,
oh, funny.
It was messing with me because I didn't know which one it was.
That's funny.
It definitely picked up the train. So, but it's been an hour, and
yeah.
I have to get some actual work done.
No,
so,
for sure. I do too. Yeah. So,
and my kid is out there playing Fortnite. So, thank you guys for listening. If you listen to this whole thing, then, like, bravo to you.
Thank you.
We are going to do these and release them every Monday. Next week, we'll have, when we record, and hopefully by the release of this episode, we'll have a name, which means that you're running out of time, Deb.
I know. I got 2 out of 3.
And then we need to come up with a cool logo and, like, photo.
Sure.
I think that there should be, like, a photo of us in it, or just the logo. I don't know. Or we can, like, have, I know you hate Fiverr, but we can go to Fiverr and have, like, little cartoon characters made of us. That would be cool.
Yeah. Well, I know someone that does that, too. Probably be the same cost.
$5?
Oh, no. Well, you know, not everything on there is $5. Just
I know, they actually changed it. It's
not
like,
every dollar
I
store sells things for a dollar either.
There's actually like very little things for $5 on Fiverr now. I don't know if you've been on there in a while, but it's like Fiverr Pro or something like that. It actually might be somewhere where you should put your services on now, because now it's like real services place.
Well, I just know that when we did that first voiceover, it ended up being like 40.
Yeah, I know. It went up really quickly.
Yeah, it was.
They're like, it's $5 if you want it in a month.
Yeah, like, yeah, it was definitely not $5.
But I've gotten things, like good things from Fiverr for $5.
Just
like
don't get your logos there, people. Just don't get your logos there.
I did have like a cartoon character made of myself. I was like, $5, why not? I think it'd be fun. And it was cool. It was just like a funny and cool little thing. And yeah, I think it like took like a week. I could have paid $25 and had it overnight. But yeah, I think like,
yeah,
I don't know. That could be cool. We'll come up with something. But you can find this podcast. So it's all going to be produced under Bliss. Bliss is my company, and we have multiple podcasts under this particular one. So when you subscribe to Bliss, you'll be able to get this podcast, or you can check out the Generation Gap. There's going to be a couple more podcasts on there, from How to Be Productive with Cannabis, another one called Whopping Wednesday. But this one will have its own. I can hear everything you're doing in the background.
Sorry.
This will have its own like logo, and it will be named and titled whatever we end up titling it, so that it'll be easy to separate. So if you want to listen to this one and not the others, you can. So thank you for checking it out. I am Jessup. And
I'm Debbie.
Deb. And we both thank you.
Till next time.
Cool. Yeah, and we'll come up with a cool jingle.
Oh,
you should have Anthony make us a dope ass jingle.
If he has.
All right. Cool. Bye, Deb.